to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
West Coast. East Coast. Down here's Mexico. First wave of the attack came in disguised as commercial charter flights, same way they did in Afghanistan in 80. Only they were crack airborne outfits. Now they took these passes in the Rockies.
So that's what hit Calumet?
I guess so. They coordinated with selective nuke strikes, and the missiles were a hell of a lot more accurate than we thought. They took out the silos here in the Dakotas, key points of communication.
Like what?
Oh, like Omaha, Washington, Kansas City.
Gone?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's right. Filtrators came up illegal from Mexico. Cubans, mostly. They managed to infiltrate the SAC bases in the Midwest, several down in Texas, and wreaked a hell of a lot of havoc, I'm here to tell you. They opened up the door down here, and the whole Cuban and Nicaraguan armies come walking right through, roll right up here through the Great Plains.
How far did they get?
Cheyenne, across to Kansas. We held them at the Rockies and at the Mississippi. Anyway, the Russians reinforced with 60 divisions. Sent three whole army groups across the Bering Strait into Alaska, cut the pipeline, came across Canada, to link up here in the middle, but we stopped their butt cold. Lines have pretty much stabilized now.
What about Europe?
I guess they figured twice in one century was enough. They're sitting this one out. All except England. They won't last very long. The Russians need to take us in one piece, and that's why they're here now. That's why they won't use nukes anymore, and we won't either, not on our own soil. Whole damn thing's pretty conventional now. Who knows, maybe next week will be swords.
What started it?
I don't know, two toughest kids on the block, I guess. Sooner or later, they're gonna fight.
That's simple.
Maybe somebody just forgot what it was like.
Well, who is on our side?
600 million screaming China.
Well, last I heard, there were a billion screaming China.
There were.
Oh, secure behind bulletproof glass on the top floor of the Penthouse Studios, high above the majestic mountains of New England. Full Power Radio presents 4 hours of nonstop radio entertainment. It's time for the Lee Elsie Show. And now, here he is, Lee Elsie.
All right, good morning, everybody. 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, you are listening to 94.9 News Now and Stimulating Talk, broadcasting loud and proud out of Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Long Island. Welcome to day 15 of March 2022. Yesterday was a beautiful day. Sunshine abound everywhere. Temps almost reaching, they said 50, but I don't know if it ever got to 50. Sunny today, same deal as yesterday. And if you can get out there and enjoy it, do so. There is an accident on 95, exits 90, 91 north. So if you are traveling on 95, take heed. Maybe go a different way because I'm not sure if it's still there. It was there earlier this morning when I was coming in, going over the Gold Star Bridge. They gave you the warning, and our traffic guy gave us the same update. But I don't know how far they are to remove it all. So we'll keep you in the loop on that. And if you need to go a different route, you can go a different route, try to go around all of what's happening. Bob Lazzari will join us in a bit, talk about the world of sports. Tony D, of course, Bruce Flax, Liz Kranowitz are regulars today, and we'll give you plenty of time to call in. We haven't given you a lot of opportunities, so the 9 o'clock hour is wide open. We can get into anything and everything that you may want to get into. So big news, I think, today, to touch on something that if you're sitting around mulling it over and thinking about it late at night, listening to your heartbeat, listening to, let's say, the house creak and the coyotes howl outside, if you're thinking about any of that stuff and you're thinking, again, contemplating what's happening around the world and you're watching the carnage on television, news that popped up yesterday, whether it's 100% accurate or not, whether it's more propaganda, whether it's saber-rattling, the thought of China getting together with Russia seems like it is very, very real, right? This is something that we had talked about, we being me, on this show from the beginning. This perfect set of circumstances that was unfolding in front of your eyes. Russia, I said this, not that I'm trying to pat myself on the back. This is not hard, right? This is not hard to figure out. But Russia was asked by China, don't go in until after the Olympics. We've got a lot of money invested here. And they didn't. And they waited. And then when the entire world was watching this massive buildup on the Ukrainian border, this president did absolutely nothing. Putin told everybody it was exercises, and this moron of a president apparently believed him. The Olympics ended. Russia went in and began to systematically try to take over the country of Ukraine. The rest of the world, aside from a few, the few being China, being the major player, condone it. And now, 20 days in to this barbaric reach across the Ukrainian border to try to, I guess, return the Soviet Union to what it once was. The rest of the world is lining up behind Ukraine, and of course China is lining up behind Russia, as we all thought it was going to happen. Very easy to figure this out. This is not some advanced class you'd have to take in political science. These are bad actors. When will you wake up? On this show, I've been telling you from day one, the mortal enemy of the United States is China. Period. End of story. This was before they unleashed the COVID on everybody. And by the way, just a side note from COVID, I'm pretty confident that if you got it, there are residual effects from that son of a blank virus. I'm feeling it. I feel it every day. There's residual effects from that thing. If you've got it and you've had it, raise your hand. Tell me I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong for your sake. I hope I'm wrong for your sake. Not one apology, not one concession, nothing from them, nothing. So the alliance is built. Not that we already knew, didn't know there was a mutual goal, right? Now, China and Russia, historically, they don't like each other very much. Well, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And here we are after what appears to be a bungled invasion by Russia, where it's taking them much longer to steamroll the Ukrainians. China's now, it seems, according to all reports, China seems to be willing to help out, whether it's equipment or money. And what does that always lead to? Maybe manpower. I think, in the history of my life, I'm on the other side. I'm on the back nine. Yeah, I'm not ready for you to put me in the ground yet. I feel like I got a long way to go. I hope, knock on wood. But in the history of my life, during Reagan's and Cold Wars and all that surrounded that, 9/11, Desert Storm, Kuwait, all of these things, this is without question, at this moment in time, the closest we've been to a world catastrophe. Because in this country of Ukraine, where everybody is focused in on the beginnings of, literally the beginnings of a World War III, it could be happening in front of our eyes. I hate to sort of start out with this gloom and doom. We've been starting out with the gloom and doom almost every morning. I don't see any other way to around it. I mean, sure, I can talk about sunshine and rainbows if you'd like. We can do that. And I know there are talks between Russia and the Ukraine. I guess the fourth round. Maybe Russia only wants half of the country. Maybe that. But if you've watched, I mean, look at what you've. Unless, of course, you don't believe it. I mean, I'm getting folks who are sending me messages that don't believe the video footage that they're seeing. I just completely don't get it. Right? Like, you want to take a side that there's no good guy in this fight? Like, the Ukrainian government is so corrupt that we should just stand by and allow this massacre to occur? Okay, I guess I can understand that, if that's fine. And, you know, there are also people out there, and I'd be raising my hand, certainly, many of the times in the past, where you just stand back and allow what to happen happens. And it's not our fight. Why would we get involved? Why are we the policemen of the planet? And there is some truth to that as well. I told you, I don't have a solution for this one. But this is going to potentially encourage, not only is it going to encourage an alliance between China and Russia, but it's going to encourage China to force the hand of Taiwan. I know we've been talking about that, but if that happens, that's like a completely different, in the scope of politics, it's completely different. And if, you know, you got kids who are teenagers, and you better be paying attention to this very, very closely. Chances are, unless Chinamen and Russians are landing on the beaches over here in Millstone or Pleasure Beach or Waterford Beach, chances are they're not recruiting me to the military, but they're sure as hell going to recruit your kids. World War II was only 80 years ago. It seems like it was 50 lifetimes ago. But there are people alive today that remember that. So when we think about things being impossible, it can't happen again. Oh, no. It certainly can happen again. Again, history, if you don't pay attention to it, is doomed to repeat itself. And now we've got bigger and more destructive weapons. It's bad enough when you send men and boys into these countries to fight these battles with conventional weapons, right? Like in World War II, certainly there was that fear that Hitler was going to overrun all of Europe and potentially then try to, I guess, conquer the planet. I mean, obviously there was a fear of that, I'm sure, through everybody's mind. I don't know if there's a fear that Russia is going to conquer the planet or China is going to conquer the planet. I think there's more of a fear that there's an exchange of the biggest weapons that man has ever created, completely changing the dynamic and completely changing the way that we live our life. It's only going to take a couple of nuclear weapons, not a couple of quote-unquote tactical nukes to change everything. I gave you the rundown. India and Pakistan have nukes. And they'll have a handful each. If they were to unleash those handful of nukes on each other, thousands of miles from where we are today, eventually, it would affect everyone. They would cause a cloud of radioactive gas to get into the atmosphere. It would cause the sun to be blocked out for a certain amount of time to a certain amount of the planet, depending upon, you know, which way the wind is blowing. And just the food production and across the globe could, you know, fall off by 80%. It doesn't take much in this case. Not normally, it takes a lot, right? Normally, the planet is pretty resilient. It absorbs stuff. It figures it out. I mean, it's been around a lot longer than we have, and it'll be around a lot longer than we're here, right? We'll be long dead, this species, and Earth will still be here. I'm completely convinced of that. But that being said, there are certain things that we can do to it that can, you know, quicken the pace. And that's why I just think that we're sort of, it's there looming in the background, but I'm not really sure if you understand the ramifications of it. And how close we are, as close as we've ever been to it. Like, I would assume that this is the way most folks felt when, you know, Kennedy threw the line in the sand. Even though Kennedy, by the way, you realize lost that in a general sense, that it was actually the Russians who won that standoff because they got what they wanted. They got their missiles out of Europe, which is what they really wanted in the beginning. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to be the gloom and doom bearer of all the bad news, but 24 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock, that's how we begin our show today. We got, again, a good one. We'll have more time to talk, just us today. We'll talk about some serious stuff, some Connecticut stuff. We'll have Tony D fire away, of course, as always, at Ned Lamont. Me and Bruce talk about a whole lot of nothing. And Bob Lazari, I've got a ton of questions about Brady and baseball with Bob, all that coming up, and Liz Karanowitz as well. Keep it here, 94.9 News Now. It's the New Way to Talk.